This is the Portland Beer Club podcast.
Oh boy. All right.
I would also only like to hear myself.
Only yourself.
Only me. It's episode 105. We'll call this the Nooner edition. Marcus is out again. He's in he might be back.
Boo.
He's been in Arizona and probably needs to spend some time with his wife if he did get home early enough today, I would imagine. So it's Beef, me, and Nooner. Nooner's on the TV.
Pew, pew, pew.
It's been a long time since we rock and rolled. How are you?
Yep.
I'm doing well. How are you all?
Good.
Just leaning.
We're good.
Just leaning for a beer just now.
Nice.
Doing good.
I'm just leaning.
So wait. Marcus, this is the second episode he's missed?
Two in a row.
Yeah.
It's turning into a real Chad.
Well, last show, his cat had just died, and so they were in mourning.
Right.
And this time he's in Arizona. But really couldn't wait another week, otherwise we would have been going into May, and we would have missed a whole April show. So here we are.
I'd rather be dead in California than alive in Arizona.
Yeah.
That's from Arrested Development.
kind of the same thing. To start off, man.
Marcus would get it.
Let's say happy 420. We are recording on 420.
That we are.
Just a coincidence, but you know. In my line of work, it means lots of UAs on Monday. So, but you know, that's not related to this show. Sorry, Jason.
Yeah, way to bring it down.
Well, they're what, hops and weed are somehow related, like cousins or something. I hear.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That is true.
There you go. There's the tie-in.
What are you drinking there, Chad?
I'm not drinking anything yet, but I did grab. I haven't tried it yet, but it's the Gold Dot, their cold IPA.
From who?
So do you know about Gold? Gold Dot at all?
No,
I don't.
Oh, okay. So Gold Dot is Kevin, former brewer of Wayfinder, right?
Yeah.
He and his partner Lisa from Heater Allen, they bought majority share of Heater Allen.
That's right.
And this is their side brew off of Heater Allen. So they're going to focus more on. I don't know, on the lager side, but this, I had their Helles earlier today. It's the first one I've had from them, but this is, their cold IPA. So this is Kevin and Lisa's beer. So,
all right.
Pretty cool. That's awesome.
But it's an offshoot of Heater Allen.
About them.
All right. Anxious to hear how this goes. It's a nice looking can.
Hat, Beef. Matches the hat.
It's a really nice looking can. It's a real clean,
classic
logo.
Look.
Yeah, white can, red print. Gold Dot on it.
Yeah, I'll bring out the Helles can here in a second. It's really nice too. But
you always bring the hell.
Let's see how it goes.
We
what are y'all drinking?
Well, we pre-showed with the latest Dab Lab from Block 15. The hop, what's it called?
Hop sauce. It was delicious.
Probably the best Dab Lab I've ever had.
That's coming from me.
Yeah,
it's coming from me, folks.
And we're currently drinking the Fluff Head, or is it just Fluff?
Fluff Head.
Yes. Oh, he's got a hop sauce.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
I prepped for the show. I went and actually bought beer.
Nice.
Yeah. How was it? It was good?
Yeah, it's really good. I like it a lot.
There's enough sweetness to overcome the hop oils that they use, the bitterness that you get out of that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So
well,
you'll probably hate it.
Oh, Beef.
Too sweet.
So have you brewed at all lately, or what's going on with you in your world? Nothing?
Nope, still no brewing. It's not to get too down, but it's like it's all physical. Like it's too much moving around. I just can't do it. So
yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. And with obviously with him playing baseball and everything.
Yeah.
But it's like I mowed the lawn and pressure washed last weekend, and then like it was so bad I had to call out of work the next day. Like it's just it's horrible. So no brewing. But I am having a procedure next month, so hopefully I'll be a little bit more physically capable, and the goal is to get back to brewing. So
yeah. Do you want to talk about the procedure? What's going on there?
It's an ablation. So they go in and they burn off your nerve endings.
Oh.
So basically it just, it's kind of like, it's not blocking the pain receptors, but it's just, it's actually burning off the nerve endings to just, it's supposed to block the pain.
Mm-hmm.
So, or at least the transmission of pain through the lower back. So I had to go in and they did the diagnostic test, which was, they gave me 6 spinal epidurals with like no numbing or anything. So it's just like you could feel needles going into your spine. It was awful. But anyway, if it helps, it'll be great. So looking forward to that. And hopefully I can brew or bend over or something.
Did you do the nerve testing where they stick the little stimulus guys in your skin, like little rods, and they send electrical currents through your nerves?
No. They didn't do that. I've had several MRIs for like the past 20 years. So they know what's going on.
Yeah.
But it's just this is just trying to just alleviate pain. I don't know if a fusion is in my future, but we'll see.
How invasive is this procedure? I mean, will you be up and around shortly after, or will it be a few days of bed rest?
I don't know. Sorry, Jason. I think they said like I should be good to go the next day. So
okay.
Like, took the day off work and that was it. So we'll see.
Wow.
And if it's bad, that'd be great. I'll call out. But
yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, good luck to you, man.
Yeah, seriously.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm about ready to have my 1-year anniversary from my spine surgery from last year. That sucked. But
it's not fun. No. It just sucks.
Yeah. And I had a colonoscopy yesterday, so just I've been having some brain fog issues today, I think.
Welcome to the old fucking men talk about back pain and their ass.
Sorry.
You guys want to see this new rash I got?
Yeah. Beef, what do you got going on? A lot of leaning. You better...
I've had my left kidney taken out, so that's why I'm leaning left. You're a little off balance now.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Goes with the right one that's already out. That yeah. Who needs that dumb organ?
Doctor.
Not I.
Man, oh man. Well, let's get to our list because it's a long list. First thing, and this scared me when I first saw it, but then I read the article and it doesn't sound nearly as bad as, like a Budweiser takeover, but Fremont has been purchased. And purchased by the company that owns the Space Needle?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Some just big property holding group. But they seem...
Really? Fremont Brewing in Seattle?
Right?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Home of the best bourbon barrel-aged production, in my opinion.
On
in
the West
country,
Coast.
In the country, I think.
I'd say West Coast. even that's debatable. But a very good one. Very good one. Top tier.
They make really, really good barrel-aged beers, so... When I first saw that, I'm like, uh-oh, here we go. But so does Pike Brewing own the company that bought them, or does the company own Pike?
The company owns Pike. It's Seattle Hospitality Group.
Okay.
Just to give you an idea of what kind of brands they would own. Yeah.
But they own, like, the Chihuly Glass Museum and the Space Needle.
Oh, wow.
Like, weird, just a variety of things. Mm-hmm. So, I guess if you're going to buy one of Seattle's best breweries, that'd be the one.
Right, if there's gonna be one that grows up there, or that has a chance to like push production more nationwide, seems like a good bet.
Yeah, I guess so.
If that's what they're looking for, if not, I mean, sure they can just maintain.
Yeah,
just skim off the top.
Yeah, but when you read something like that, just that headline scares the shit out of me.
Fucking big needle at it again.
So we were in Seattle, it was a year ago, but we spent spring break up there, and it's like, I guess Pike Brewing, it's the same that owns them. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Well, that like bought the brand, but I don't think they're brewing yet, Pike Brewing, or maybe they just have like one beer or something that they're contracting out.
But it's not Pike Place.
Correct.
Right.
But okay. I'm sure that's how it got its name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting.
Well, we'll see if I guess it's
see if it changes.
Help them with their growth more than anything was kind of the plan, it sounded like. So
I'm hoping it means some cash for them. Maybe a satellite pub down here.
Hey, there you go. Who wouldn't want that?
I hear we don't have enough breweries.
Well, we don't have enough good breweries. I think is the issue here.
Yeah, it's definitely still on the upswing.
Yeah.
It's not
people. Yeah, so they own Pike Brewing, which is, if you've like, they have a couple locations just off First, but it's like, have you been there, Beef, where you go like downstairs and the brewery is located? Yeah.
So it's that I same haven't company. Been to the brewery there, but I've been to Pike Market and been down there in the gum wall and all that.
It's kind of, I mean, it's very much like a McMenamin's type setup and the way it's going. Oh, that's interesting. Well, okay. Cool.
Yep. Next up, and we I think we address this every year. It's the annual beer production report thingy that comes out from, does Beer Advocate puts this out, or who puts this out?
Brew Public does.
Brew Public puts this out. And it's the top craft breweries in the country, the top 50? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you look at this list, and I know a lot of this is regional, so we're not going to, living in Oregon, we're not going to even have access to probably more than half this list, unless you're a beer trader, like some people in this room might have been at one point.
Mm-hmm.
But... even of the ones
Ghost of Marcus
that we get our hands on, there's not a lot of breweries on this list that make me care. Like it makes me feel like I'm missing out on something. And I like, of the breweries on this list, is there one brewery on here where you've drank at least five of their beers in a 1 year period?
Yes.
I have one.
Yes.
What's yours? If not more than one.
Oh, just looking right now. Three Floyds, Rheingeist.
Okay.
Trogues.
Yeah.
Kona.
You drink Kona beer regularly?
No, but I have.
Five in a year?
Yeah, five different ones.
Okay.
Like when I go there, when I go to the place, yeah, I end up having four or five.
Okay.
Different ones, but that's a special case, you know, when you travel out there.
Yeah. The only thing on here I can see where I've had five would be Deschutes, just because, you know, Abyss and the Black Butte, you know, annual beer, and that's probably about it. I mean,
but like Boston Beer Co. encompasses now like four or five breweries, if not more. Like Dogfish is owned by them.
Yeah.
Or they're like a twofer.
Sure. I would drink
you. And like only one. Yeah.
And like Duvel owns
only one that I
Firestone.
And Athletic Brewing is number 10. Did you see that?
Yeah. I think they have huge distribution.
But, they brew in two different locations. I didn't notice this, but they brew in California. So they have Milford, Connecticut, and San Diego. So they must have two production facilities now. I drink so much Athletic IPA.
Oh, really?
Do you?
Yeah. It's nuts. Yeah, all the time. It's like during the week, it's what I drink during the week.
It's your seltzer water. It's your not water water.
And what are the reasons for that?
Really, it's just calories. I'm just like during the week, like if I'm, you know, if I'm working and I can't exercise as much as I would like to,
I mean,
just a way to offset the calories I'd have in a normal beer. And just, you know, because if I'm going to drink beer on a weeknight, right, I'll have two. Like, that's max on a weeknight is two beers. But if I'm like, all right, I'll just have two Athletic beers and still get, you know, flavor that I want and, you know, probably a third of the calories and not, you know, any of the alcohol, and just give my liver that brief reprieve of like 3 or 4 days during the week.
Yeah, we made a rule in the house. We had to kind of cut ourselves off after COVID. So now we only drink on the ones that end in day.
Mm.
So just got to cut things back a little bit.
Did it?
I thought about that for... I was going
thought about
through
that
the
rule.
Days. They all end in day, Beef.
Yeah, but we really... We don't drink on like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And we might take one of... Because both of us don't work on Friday, so we might drink on Thursday. But it's not as much as it used to be, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Same here. So has this replaced like a seltzer water or has it replaced like a beer that you used to have? Or is it just
it's
extra?
It's replaced for me. It's replaced hop water.
Okay.
Like really that's what I was into for a while.
So like a seltzer type of thing. Just a flavored, mostly non-caloric beverage. Gotcha.
But what I do need to do, because I still have the setup and it's not a whole lot of work, is I just need to throw some water on tap and just, you know,
right.
I can hop
own.
It, you know. So like, really, I haven't touched the kegerator. And I was like, I could just be carbonating a lot of water. And I probably will during the summer, because we'll go through, like, a 5-gallon keg of just carbonated water in, like, 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
It's just nuts. We're just
I drink so much of that flavored soda water that, you know, it's like.
We had to stop buying it because we just went through it. Like, if we buy a 12-pack of Waterloo, it's gone in, like, 2 days.
Right.
Because everyone's
just
fucking nuts.
Buy,
you're like, God damn.
We buy, like, 3 cases at a time from Costco.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
And
welcome to the sparkling water podcast.
And like anytime that I'm like not feeling the greatest, or like I know I need to drink something, but I'm not feeling like ingesting anything, I can always get a seltzer down.
A hard seltzer?
Yeah. No, no, no.
Oh, just no. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, like something just, it needs just like a little bit of flavor. It needs something.
Yeah, just like a little wisp of something.
Yeah.
I have a little fridge in my office at work, and I probably go through 2 to 4 a day just at work. And then I come home and have one on the treadmill. Then I have one with dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, I can kill that stuff. But
are you going in full time now?
Me?
Shit.
Yeah. Monday through Thursday. We were partially remote, and then they gave us the choice where you can either work a 5-8 schedule with one remote day, or you can work 4-10s. And I'm like, well, anything to get out of this building.
Yeah.
And not have to talk to anybody at all. I'll do the
one
4-10.
Day.
So,
yeah.
Yep. Yep. How about you? Are you home? Are you in the office?
Yeah, we're still. Yeah. I went. So in my new position, I have to like host a couple meetings and stuff. So I'll go in on those days when I have to host a meeting. And but it's like maybe 2 days a month at tops.
What's it like having to wear pants when you do that?
Oh, fuck, it sucks, dude.
I know. It's like, you're like, did I wash these the last time I wore them? It's like, ah, fuck it. No one cares. It's just like, it's an hour meeting, and I'm only there for half a day, and I'm sitting down anyway. I can be wearing anything. Someone wore jeans, and I like looked around the room. I was like, who else got jeans on? It's like, that person had jeans. And I was like, okay, that's it. I'm wearing jeans.
But like, jeans are a heavier pant.
But they're more comfortable.
Yeah. No, they're not.
I think so. I love jeans.
Mm-hmm.
I would wear jeans to sleep.
I agree with Beef. They're jeans are heavier, and like a pair of slacks are just lighter. But it's also it's not just the slacks. You're like, you gotta wear a fucking button up shirt, and I'm like, I'm not gonna wear a button up shirt without a tie. So I'm the only jack off in the room with a tie on.
I don't even own a tie.
What kind of 80s movie did you come from?
Are ties out? Never mind. No one cares.
I don't.
He's
own
on
one.
His phone.
I'm looking up this fucking. Oh, I hate this
if
monster
ties are a thing.
Fucking Monster Brewing Company. I hate the fact that exists.
Monster Brewing Company.
Yeah, it's the energy drink Monster.
Oh God.
Yeah, talked about this a lot. And I was
we've
like, what brands do they actually own, and can they be considered? Quote craft, but I suppose they
and
can.
If I recall, what I don't know if it was when I was on a while ago or when I was still, you know, regular, but Kings and Convicts wasn't that we talked about that at one point. They're number 30.
That was like, where did they start out of? Like, did they start out of like Chicago and kind of conglomed like 4 or 5 breweries from there and then kind of grew out of that some venture capitalist money?
And this list is based off production.
Correct.
How do they call Montucky Cold Snacks? How's that a craft beer? That's like at every men's barber shop. They offer you a beer. It's always Montucky.
It's weird. There's like an upper limit to the size that or the amount of barrels you can produce. So they're always like changing the rules and like, oh, if you have 4 or 5 brands, then you know they don't count if they're like this. And it's all politics, man.
I guess.
All politics.
There's a lot of breweries on here that I consciously avoid. I mean, I Alaskan Brewing? No.
Yeah, they're...
I thought you liked one of those Alaska Brewing, like the Smoke Porter. Isn't that Alaska Brewing?
That is.
Yeah, but there's like one beer out of there.
I don't have one from them anymore.
The only other thing that I ever see around is their Amber.
Yeah.
At like the Expo Center.
Oh,
I'd get more Sierra Nevada, but you can't tell when it's been brewed. I never see a stamp date on their stuff.
Mm.
So I just don't buy it.
Brewdog's on there at 36. Yeah, that's weird. Lost Coast? Really? Rogue? Oh my God. United States Beverage LLC.
Yeah, there's so much bullshit going nothing, on here.
Nothing gets me ready for a beer like a cold glass of United States Brewing LLC.
I don't know. I'm a fan of lager. I'm a fan of Matt Brewing Company.
Matt.
And then there's Tilray Beer Brands, which is a marijuana company. That then is
Indie
just like
brew?
It feels fake. Everything feels fake here.
Well, who's the weed company that bought the beer company?
Tilray.
Who did they buy, though, recently? We talked about it on the last show.
Was it just the last show?
I think so. God, happy 420.
No, it was 10 Barrel, right?
Huh? Did they buy 10 Barrel?
Oh, that's right. They bought them from AB, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So it wasn't even on the show when I knew that.
Well, Beef, I know you're not a fan of Vortex, but they are releasing their four different versions of Vortex. It's a big celebration from Fort George, and I've had two of them so far. I had the Cryotex, and I had the Double Dry Hop. Has anybody else joined me in this so far? They've got the Vortex Hands that's coming out, their collab from Block 15.
And I want to try that one.
Then they have another special coming up that I don't think it's been released yet. At least I haven't seen it. The Vortex Hands or whatever it's called is gonna have it on tap Thursday at Noble Hop.
Oh, snap.
Downtown Hillsboro. I'm sure it'll be all over Portland too. I'm really anxious to try that. I've been looking for the cans, but they've been kind of shady about when the cans are coming. At least I haven't seen anything. But I
thought you posted a photo that you had Vortex Hands.
For me? No.
Yeah.
A photo?
Who sent us that photo then? Oh, no. My buddy Michael, PDX Beer Geeks Mike,
yeah.
He had it. He's down in Salem. I don't know how he got his hands on that.
He got it down in Salem? Holy shit.
Well, maybe from
Yeah, he
Block
said
15.
That the place they had only got one case of it.
Yeah.
And, Jesus.
I went to Ben's here in Vancouver, and I couldn't find it.
Yeah, I've looked
But it
everywhere.
Must be because they must have distributed some down near Corvallis, so
yeah.
I'm assuming that's how he got
it.
I looked for it today, but I couldn't find it.
Yeah. I'm going to try and get to Noble Hop on Thursday after work and try it. But, yeah, I don't know.
I will say a fresh Vortex is delicious. It's just whenever I get them, it tastes like cardboard. Malty cardboard.
Yeah, I mean, it's not my favorite IPA, but I will say that the Cryotex, it was okay. It wasn't bad. It wasn't great. It was just drinkable.
Yeah, it didn't stand
and
out.
And the double dry hop version didn't do a whole lot for me. They were both about the same quality wise, but
were they better than the original? Do you think? Different, at least.
Different.
Definitely different.
Probably like maybe if Vortex is a 3, I'd give those a 3.25. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I don't remember what I gave them, so don't go look it up and then say you're a lying asshole, son of a bitch. But
hypothetically,
if I were to beef, so. The brewer's notes on the Vortex Hands hops are Apollo, Simcoe, Comet, Mosaic, and Centennial. Okay, that's
solid.
There's RAR Pills,
okay.
Great Western 2-Row Flaked Wheat and Flaked Barley. No malted barley anywhere in here.
So will that be a double IPA or will that be a regular IPA? Because one is a regular and one's an imperial.
Well, they market 7.7%. This is a collaboration. Vortex. It's big. How much is regular Vortex? Like 6.5 something around there.
Under 7.
But Sticky Hands is like fucking 8.2.
Right.
So,
that,
I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe it's somewhere in the middle.
That's exactly what I was gonna do. I was gonna say like 7.75.
Yeah. Because I don't know. This sounds really good.
Regular Vortex is 7.2.
Oh.
Okay.
So maybe like 7.9.
I don't know. What is this? This is very good, by the way. This
the Gold
Stagger Duck? And Jags, that cold IPA.
Yep.
This is 7.1. Jeez. Oh, why did I do that? Way too high.
Well, what do you think?
Way too high.
Yeah, it is.
So I just opened a hoof-hearted triple IPA.
I didn't realize it was a triple.
And when my first sip, I took a big swig of it, forgetting that it was a triple, and went, just kind of kicked my senses for a second, but... Good Lord, it's pretty good.
Well, yeah, there was a sip of adjustment, but since then,
yeah.
Solid.
Yeah, I like it.
Did you all? It's everywhere, and I think it's a year round. That electric surfboard from them, they call it a double IPA. It's 9%. 9% does not sound like a double IPA.
From Hoof Hearted?
That sounds like an imperial or triple.
No, Fort George.
Oh, Fort George.
Yeah, that one. That's a pineapple bomb to me.
I don't think I've had it yet.
Yeah. It really is. It's big, and it is sweet too. Mm-hmm. It's like
big resinous.
We were at John's Market earlier today, and they were pouring Lagunitas, the Waldo, and they were charging $4.20 for it.
So it was on sale.
Yeah,
it was half off.
It was a deal.
Nice way to go shop for beer, carrying around a Waldo's. Ooh.
But Fort George's Westmore has been really good too. I've really liked that IPA.
That was delicious.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
And the
same. Did you try that one?
Not yet. No, I'm on their site right now. I haven't seen that can.
Oh boy, I think it's probably on its way out by now. But
yeah, it says it was like their first one of the Vortex series for April, I guess.
Yeah, the same was part also of the Vortex series.
It says same. What are you doing this week? Never mind. Oh. Not nothing to do with it.
It was a collab with what's their names. Bottle Logic, wasn't it?
Bottle Logic,
yeah.
Today was out also Record Store Day, if you celebrate.
I did not go out. We drove by Music Millennium today, and yeah, there's all kinds of people just hanging outside. So busy.
Was it a big line? Like what time?
We drove by around
exactly.
Let's see, we got our haircuts at 11:30. We were done by about 12:30, so that's about when we drove by. Lots of people. And so
you drive to Portland to get your haircut?
My wife has been going to the same guy forever, and he's super cool. So I just go with her and I get my haircut after she gets hers done.
All right. Well, so I'll leave it there. No.
Yeah.
We'll leave it right there. Did you eat lunch anywhere?
Nope. No. We did not. I had to think about that for
a second.
I've
been going to Grand Fur quite a bit, and Lazy Days. Those are like my two rotating.
How
like,
is Lazy Days doing?
It's so good.
Really,
like the Portland spot. Yeah, I love it. It's weird because it's like they've got a lot of ex novo beers on tap. I say a lot, probably two or three.
Mm-hmm.
But the food is essentially the same.
Right.
Like it's. They haven't brought back the chicken sandwich, which is fine. But
and they're not bringing back the smash burger either.
Point. I don't know if they had the burger on.
I wrote them a letter and asked.
My God!
I seriously I did.
Just email them. So we went during St. Patrick's Day, and they had like a corned beef, like poutine style fry thing.
Oh,
it was so good.
Nice.
Sounds amazing.
But their pizzas are back. It's exactly the same. And I talked to them, and it's like a lot of the management from Ex Novo is carried over, and a lot of the same like staff and cooks and everything. So, like all the folks that we talked to were like, yeah, we were with Ex Novo before. So it seems like at least the way they're running their kitchen and their restaurant and everything, it's all the same. I think they're going to gradually probably expand. But no, the beers have been solid. It's been nice. It was cool. It's been fun every time I go.
So. Okay, well that's nice. Good to know.
Yeah,
I'm getting the old running out of time message here, but oh shit, I hit the wrong button. I don't want to upgrade now.
Great show, everyone.
Yeah, I'm real curious how that is. We haven't been to the one in Beaverton yet. Are you still there? What just happened?
I'm here.
Oh shit,
he did hit upgrade now.
God damn it, where'd Chad go?
He charged
minimize.
His card.
we cannot see Chad.
We only see our
right
faces.
Here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
This
you
is
can hear
so
me, but
weird.
You can't
see me. Oh wait.
We go ahead.
There
and
we
mute
go,
Marcus. Oh.
There he is. So we have not been there, but the Ranch Pizza just opened in Hillsboro about 2 weeks ago. We tried that. The pepperoni was pretty good. I do like their crust better than the Ex Novo.
It's
but,
softer.
But everything else is not as good as the Ex Novo. So
okay.
I don't.
Have you been to Crust Collective here in Vancouver? The
no,
Ruse
no.
Brewing.
Mm.
It's good. Their pizzas are solid. They're really good.
Huh.
We just got back from Stickman Brewing today, and they had wood-fired pizzas that were pretty good.
Oh.
Soft, or thin crust. Thin and crunchy. I love it. Yeah, it was good stuff.
And we have, Happy Victor Valley 23 location. Down the road from me has... Rally opened up in there. That was our favorite spot to eat pizza in Vancouver.
Oh, nice.
So now they've got Rally pizzas. It's like, oh God, it's awesome. They're smaller. They're like 10-inch pizzas, and it's perfect for like one person. And it's like 12 or 13 bucks for a pizza. And then you get like a beer. It's like the cheapest place to go eat. It, like, it's cheaper than going to fucking Burgerville at this point.
Well, that's not saying much. Burgerville is pretty damn expensive for fast food.
God, it's expensive. Well, and we don't go anywhere, you know. It, but anyway, yeah, no. So it's good. I mean, I'm so glad that there's spots open that, you know, are serving good food. If you haven't been to Grand Fur yet, their food is amazing too, and their beers are solid.
I've been there twice. So,
what did you get?
I don't know. It was right after they opened, and I can't remember. I mean, it was all their standard beers.
Their burgers are really good.
I think that's what I got was a burger, but yeah.
Yeah. He keeps it simple. It's really good.
Okay. There's a food truck, Farmer and the Beast at the Beaverton Breakside. Cause they have like four or five food trucks now out in the patio cause they don't have a restaurant inside. Farmer and the Beast makes a pretty good smash burger.
Yes, they do.
But, nice. But I don't think anybody will beat Ex Novo's old smash burger. That was so good.
God, yeah. I don't know if they're going to bring it back or not. I hope they do.
Well,
Brothers Cascadia opened up a brew pub where the old Hop and Vine was.
Oh, yeah.
And they make a really good smash burger. They also do like Philly cheesesteaks. That's a good spot. Huh. It's really cool. Vancouver, like, I don't know. Like, it's nice. Like, we can just not have to leave Vancouver.
Yeah.
Go
everywhere we want to go.
That's nice.
Yeah. I haven't had a good Philly in a long time. The old Philadelphia is over in Woodstock, Selwood area, used to be fantastic, and then they kind of went downhill. I think now they're like a brewery or something, but they have one over in Lake Oswego, West Lynn area, but it's just not the same as it used to be. It was good back in the day, but I was literally just making a list of like restaurants I want to go to across the country, and I definitely hit like all the top spots in Philadelphia for a good cheesesteak. Love a good cheesesteak.
Yeah. So it's been a really long Pat's or Geno's.
Is that the options?
Yeah.
I'd go to both of them.
There you go. Oh, so you'd make so many
people talk about
making so many of our listeners so mad right now.
Well, people talk about like, you know, deep dish in Chicago, and you know, is it Uno's or Lou Malnati's or you know what? I'm like, they're all good. It doesn't have to be a contest. Sbarro's. Oh my God. Yeah. I'll go to all of them. I don't, you know, I'm not going to not have one because one's supposed to be better than the other. They're all delicious. That's why they're so popular.
Yeah, so. I guess you're supposed to go to both, and then you can make your decision from there.
Yeah, I suppose
you shouldn't judge beforehand.
No,
it's not a very Philly thing.
It's like one does it's like cheese Philly. Whiz, and the other one does provolone. Right? Is it like are there like two different cheeses too
on the Philly?
You're probably right about that. I should know the differences, but I think like at one, if you ask for one, you'll get yelled at, and if you go to the other.
But I thought one of them, they literally, like, Cheese Whiz is what...
It's either Cheese Whiz or provolone. Those are your two cheeses.
Yeah. Okay.
Those are your two
No mess. Well, there's supposed to be some place that does, like, a fancy version of the cheesesteak over there.
That better not be in Philly.
Where they do, like, a yeah, truffle. They do a truffle cheese and...
No.
Vomit.
That's not blue-collar truffle. Get out.
Oh my God. Let's see. What do we got next?
4 minutes.
4 minutes. Show's over. Coin Toss has been purchased by a new up and comer, but it sounds like they're not going to have any kind of a brew pub or anything. It's just going to be a brewery and distribution. I can't remember the name of the place.
Yovu.
Yeah. Yovu. Yovu. Right?
Yovu.
There you go.
Yovu.
Yeah.
Coin Toss is the one that was down in Oregon City, right?
Right. We had him, Tim Hull, the brewer and owner, we had him on our old podcast years ago. Nice guy. Former radio personality, and then went into brewing and made a pretty good name for himself with that place. So seemed to have a pretty good run, but it, yeah, new guy coming in. Sounds like he's going to be specializing in like old style American lagers.
A dive bar lager.
Dive bar lagers. Yep.
Nice.
I love it.
Oh, so he was at BTU Brasserie.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like that spot.
I never went.
Yeah, I went twice. The food was better than the beer, but it was still still fun. Fun spot way out there in Sandy.
Yeah. So there's another changing of the guard.
Oh, he's been working. So he came for. So he's been working at Imperial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
That's a good thing.
Yep. Okay.
Well, there you go. There you have it. Their logo. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, that flag.
Yeah, nice looking. Clean.
Oh, that can's sharp looking. That golden lager can.
People look at it.
Oh, there's the flag. More of a pennant than a flag.
Yeah, sorry. You're right.
Get it right.
Absolutely.
Oh, the golden lager with the angry
ass. Look at that can. That is a good looking can.
The angry ass badger on it for Wisconsin.
Yeah, fuck you. You're going to like this. You little sailor with his little cap on, little Navy boy. Oh, I love it.
He's ready to raise hell on the high seas.
That's funny.
Says we're currently selling half barrel kegs for $116. That's the same price of Rainier PBR 10 barrel pub.
Yeah.
Our 16 ounce cans introductory price will be $28.50 a case.
Hot damn.
And it's in that can art. Yeah, I'll take that.
That's worth it just for the can art.
That's cool.
Wallpaper your house with that stuff.
Hey, I'm glad I came on. I'm learning some stuff.
There you go.
Next.
Next. Let's end this session with you, Chad, and bring you back up because we're just about done anyways, and we don't want to interrupt a whole topic in the middle of it. So I'm going to hit the old close, and we'll just hop right back on for you.
Boo. Right.
I'll be back.
See you in a minute. But Jim, and I can keep talking
We have to keep
talking. Reopen this session here.
Is it going to be really fun? This is going to be really fun to do a mystery beer with someone who's not here.
I don't want to start another session or upgrade.
Oh, but it's special.
We can't start for 10 more minutes. Oh, that's their new little shit. I better let Chad.
He'll just have to call you.
Talk about something. Oh, yeah.
Just have him call you. Or you could probably start a new meeting with him. But yeah, going back to that same link. It only took him 5 years, but Microsoft finally found a way around it.
That bastard.
Bill? Bill Gates?
Bill Gates. Oh, God, I hate that. We'll just kill this in editing.
No, I think this is good. Definitely keep all this.
Yeah. Just all the time. Well, it's open. So,
I opened the South Pacific IPA from Fremont. From Pafrim.
Pafrim.
It's pouring right on top of that triple.
Did I still have some left?
Yeah.
Ah, shit. I didn't even look. That'll be delicious. Let's just kill that now.
It's so good. I love the color on it, how light it is, how crisp and clear.
Yeah. He's gonna pee and then start a new session himself, so that's tasty. A little different. The South Pacific IPA from Pafrim.
Pafrim.
Pafrim. See, I instantly went to Paula Abdul.
Nope.
Lost. Stay up now, tell me. She's gross.
Trying to think of the Paula Abdul song I know.
There's only like three.
Whatever from like Felix the Cat.
That was straight up.
Yeah, was that?
Yeah. Wasn't it? Was that, what were her? She had like three big hits off that first album. Sorry, Jason. I can't remember the names of her songs. Paula Abdul, who cares? I'll tell you this.
It hasn't been relevant for 40 years.
But here's the funny thing. So like that came out around 88, 89.
Okay, 30 years.
And I bought the CD. That's how
CD.
Yeah, I had the
cutting
CD.
Edge.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah, but you know, my CD collection consisted of like Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, Van Halen, and Paula Abdul.
I'm sure it's gotten a little bit better since, a little bit more varied. Or at least your library.
Yeah, my music library since is then. Weird now. Yeah. It's just everything, but
yeah, I was gonna say
I literally had a Debbie Gibson cassette too in high school.
Am I supposed to know who that is?
Oh, see, you're too young. what was her Out of the Blue was her Shake Your Love? You don't remember Shake Your Love by Debbie Gibson?
I probably know the beat. I probably know the hook, but
I'm not even gonna try to sing that for you. And then she did a I Want to Destroy You, a duet with the Circle Jerks.
The Circle Jerks.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. So Debbie Gibson went punk.
She went punk.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what he's doing. He hasn't responded yet.
Still.
Let me see.
He's pissing the night away. Let's
see if we can beat the system. Oh, it's letting... Nope, it's not going to let us in yet. 6 more minutes. Jesus. They got tight. We used to cheat the system.
Yeah, why now?
Right.
Why now, Bill?
Jesus. Like, you don't have enough goddamn money. We were going to do FaceTime because we both have Apple products, but when I pull it up, you can only get like half a screen. You can't do like a wide screen like this does.
Gotcha.
It's like, well, that's dumb, but I don't know. Oh, man. So what's on for your weekend tomorrow?
A whole bunch of nothing.
Just
good grocery shopping.
Yeah.
Well, that's about it.
We're going to go hit the Urban German.
Urban German. Yeah. Where's that?
What's that?
Where's that?
Over under the St. John's Bridge. I think it's near Occidental.
Oh, okay.
I think. It might be okay. In Occidental. I don't know.
Yeah, they have like a little square
shared
there.
Space?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know about shared space, but
okay.
Like there's 3 or 4 different businesses that kind of share a parking lot in there.
Okay, yeah.
One of which being Occidental.
Okay, yeah, that we're heading there. The friends we're meeting, I guess they know the owner of Urban German, so...
Yeah, there's nothing special about it, but it was one of the first places that I went once I moved here, and it just, yeah. I don't know, yeah. I just love it.
Well, hopefully if the weather's nice, we can sit outside and eat some German food and drink some German beer, so...
Nice.
That's our goal.
But last weekend, I went down to on the Southern Oregon coast, and I hit up Bandon Brewing.
Oh, how was that?
That was okay. It was fine. It was a fun little cute downtown area, and it's worth checking out.
Yeah,
for that.
Okay,
but like the beer was, it was okay.
Yeah,
we went to Seven Devils Brewing.
I've never heard of that.
Where's that? Coos Bay. Yeah.
Okay.
Coos Bay. That was pretty solid. They had a couple good beers. The wife had a nice IPA. I had a, what did I get? Did I get a big old barley wine? I think.
Of course you did.
Right. That was pretty solid. And it's like right on the water, and they have big windows looking out on the water, but it's still all inside. So like, you don't get like the ocean spray or like, don't have to worry about the weather once you're there.
Okay.
But yeah, it's nice. Right out on the dock.
I've never been down to that area. It's a bit further south. We used to go to Coos Bay once in a while because I had family down there. We'll still have family down there. But yeah, just don't get down there.
I was surprised. There's not a lot of people, not a lot of places. I was very surprised. I thought it'd be a lot more touristy.
No.
Especially with Eugene being just, you know, 40 minutes away or
right.
less.
Right. No, it's pretty.
Even Florence was pretty, like, working towns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely. We hit yesterday. We went to what's it called? The High Ground. It's a new Mexican restaurant in Hillsborough. It's right next to Ranch Pizza. That same little, you know, where Backwoods is.
Oh, okay.
It's that shared space.
Back there, yeah.
And they have Pacifico on tap. You can't get Pacifico on tap in Mexico. I mean, seriously, man. Like, nobody has Pacifico on tap down there, but they have it there, which is pretty cool. The tacos, $6 a taco.
For like a street taco.
Street taco size, yeah. But, you know, kind of gourmet-ish. But they were a little overdone. Like, they were too rich for me. I wish I would have tried the fish taco. I had the barbacoa. I had the...
like you said, rich. Yeah, like I had all the asada. That fatty meat. So,
yeah.
And, so much salt.
And the cochinita pibil. Flavor-wise, they were good, but just it was too rich. Like, they put too much into it. But then our friend ordered the fish taco, and it looked really nice and fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So made with, I believe it was like a lager batter.
Okay.
If I read that right. Battered. Yeah. I don't know. Here's the weird part. You have to go to the counter. It looks like a regular restaurant. You go in, you sit down, there's tables, but you have to go up to the bar and order.
Every single time.
Huh?
Yeah, every time. Everything. Drink. Yeah.
And then you go to pay... And the little kiosk comes up and it gives you all your tip options. The lowest tip option, like it 20? Gives you 22.
22.
I'm like, sorry, I had to come and order my own shit. I had to wait for you to bring they bring nothing to the table other than your food. And I'm like, this is like McDonald's. So we always we still give 20%. But like, I'm not giving you 22%.
Right, right. Yeah, the fact that, you have to go down to 20%.
Right. The fact that they would put 22 as their bottom line.
Right, yeah, with the service being that style. Right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty presumptuous, but
I'm sure the staff like it.
Yeah, I just don't see us going back there.
That was my next.
It was our second. We went once before. The chips are really good. Their chips are really good. Their salsa is bland as hell.
Ah.
Their guacamole is good, and they do like a queso, chips and queso. You can get where they give you a lot of chips and not enough queso for the chips, so you have all these chips without anything when you're done. Mm-hmm. Which
but again, at least the chips are good.
The chips are really good,
and they're probably great on their own. But the chips are the best thing. That's not why you get chips and salsa chips and queso.
And
yeah.
Carrie ordered. She ordered the taquitos, and you get three, and they're like normal size, but it was like $16-18 for three taquitos. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
That's like $5.50 a taquito.
Yeah.
It's like, no way. That was just too much. So.
Better than the tacos.
Yeah. But hey, I'd maybe go back and just go back for the Pacifico on tap and maybe get another
one fish taco.
Or notice, well, maybe that, or just like get chips and salsa and ask for the salsa with, hey, can you put a little pepper in that? You know, like something hot just to heat it up, because it's just really bland.
Do you have a staff salsa in the back?
Well, down in Mexico.
I mean, they often do, so that's, that wouldn't be worth, worth asking.
I, whenever we're in Mexico, I always ask for, hey, do you have like the really hot stuff in the back? And they're like, oh, we'll take care of you. And they always bring out a really nice habanero. Salsa, which they're usually pretty
that can,
good.
Yeah, that can. That's at my or above my upper limit.
Yeah, habaneros. It's not. It's usually not on the menu. You usually have to ask for it.
Right.
So, now we're in the age where they're making all these new mutant peppers and the Reaper and the Ghost Chili and all that stuff. And
they're getting to like large chains too, like Applebee's and.
Well, Trader Joe's sells the grill, the little shaker with the grater thing with the Ghost Chili Peppers. And after I had my colonoscopy, my first meals, I came home and I made like a peanut sauce ramen, and did the ghost peppers on top of it. And boy, this morning felt it. My first poop of the first poop in 48 hours was just burning. So it was like a Blue Oyster Cult song. I'm burning, I'm burning, I'm burning for you. Let's see if we can get in this guy here.
I didn't realize that was Blue Oyster Cult.
Oh, we're in. All right, let's let Chad know we're in. Oh, this is going to be a lot of editing tomorrow.
So that's what you're doing tomorrow.
Oh, he's there. Spliff, is that Chad?
Don't think so.
We will find out. Yeah, it is. We're like, wait, is Spliff Chad? Or is this some guy trying to crash our party?
Question mark.
Very, very fitting for the day.
It's 420, people.
Mm-hmm.
We had so much great conversation without you, but...
What'd y'all talk about?
My trip to the Southern Oregon coast and the amazing two breweries that I got to. Although, I will say that I got this South Pacific IPA at Fred Meyer in Eugene. And it is delicious.
Oh. Yeah. Wait, what? Oh. All right. Show me. Pafreem.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Yeah, it's really good.
Looks good.
It's real citrusy.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh.
I'm gonna
and crispy.
I'm going to let y'all decide on what I have next.
Ooh.
Mystery beer.
So here's the Bulldog Hellas.
I really like their cans. Okay.
The white, they're clean. The white's better than the cyan.
And what is that?
Yeah, do that.
The Dab Lab.
Oh, yeah.
And then this is the Trapdoor and Victor 23 collab, the Forever Green and Gold.
Oh.
So,
do the Hellas.
No.
No?
I'd say they're the Trapdoor or that one you're holding right there in your hand.
The Trapdoor?
I want to try the Dab Lab because the you Dab all Lab, yeah. had it earlier. Yeah. So we can talk.
I haven't had a trap lab.
Trap lab.
Well, new collab series dropping.
That's when you trap a lab.
You do terrible things.
Copyright TM. Registered trademark.
I haven't had a trap door in a long time. I forgot about that place. We should run out there.
I had a gloat up from Coyotes.
Oh, really?
Just Thursday.
Fresh? Yeah.
It was. It was very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
I was very surprised to see that good. There.
I haven't been to their location up in Washougal, or out in Washougal rather. But they actually serve food at that location.
So. I'm
lamenting the fact that I had the chance to go there and didn't.
What? How far is Washougal from Vancouver? Is it past Camas?
It's a great question.
Yes. It's just the next town over.
Ugh, then never mind. Camas.
Have you been to A Beer at a Time in Camas?
No.
The bar there.
I've literally only gone to Grains of Wrath when I go to.
Okay.
Gal.
Oh, Washougal is just past.
Yeah, just Camas, the next town.
So. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll head out there.
I recommend A Beer at a Time. They have a great tap list. Big tap list.
I do not.
Craft beer.
I do not suggest 5440.
What's that?
Oh, I still haven't been to 5440.
That we were there for a race earlier this year and decided to eat there.
They race so many beers.
We do. Race the beers. We always lose. Or do we win?
The beers always win. How many races a year do you do?
I think there are 26 this year, 20 plus this year. So
how many have you won?
I have won all of them.
You're the champion.
Because I get a beer at the end.
You are the champ.
Yep.
Actually, I get two beers at the end.
We
have
that's the only reason I do it.
We have like 8 extra tokens because sometimes we're at a place where we're like, this one's fine.
So do you get a token for participating, and then all the breweries that participate will what give you a pint per token?
Exactly. Yeah. We purchased.
I'm really glad I could figure that out on my own.
Well, we purchased the buy every race, and you get 2 tokens per race. We're part of the brew crew. They still don't have our shirts for this year. How are people supposed to know that I'm better than them?
Next topic.
I need to write
list.
Them a letter.
We were talking about hard things and NA beers. There's
what?
There's a new hard agave seltzer out on the market that Carrie and I were kind of interested in it, even though we know it's going to be terrible. And what really sold us was the fact that the only place they listed where you can get it is at Fred Meyer. So we're like, well.
Well, hey, I got this South Pacific IPA at Fred Meyer.
Yeah, but you know.
Don't knock Fred Meyer.
But you got to go to Eugene to get it fresh.
The Eugene Fred Meyer's. Yeah. Fred Meyer. I don't know. They had some flavors that sounded good, but we also know there was another one that was kind of a tequila based hard seltzer that we
Topo Chico.
No, that one's awful.
Right.
Oh God. We had to
I remember you saying how
we
bad it was.
We literally had to give that away to one of our friends because she's not nearly as picky as we are. I don't know. Hard agave. That.
There's one that's sea salt and lime. That has potential.
Sure.
That sounds good.
Fruit, guava, and
they
then peach
all sound
strawberry.
Good, and then you try them, and you're like, that's false advertising.
So do all the White Claws. They sound good.
Ugh.
I still can't believe that Liquid Death is not alcoholic.
Or have calories.
Right. Yeah. It's totally marketed to kids like, hey, you want to get fucked up? Drink some Liquid Death. It's like, it's nothing.
See, I think really what it was originally marketed for was sober people that had to be at events where it was weird to not be drinking. So then if you have this weird looking can, no one says anything, even though it's just water.
For influencers in recovery?
I've
never had.
Or like Travis Barker. I don't know. I'm assuming he's sober at this point.
Like he's got
Steve-O.
Steve-O. Yeah. Okay. Steve-O who was invited to go on Bill Maher's Real Time, but Bill Maher said he wouldn't not do drugs in front of him, while they did the show.
Oh, yeah. And
so Steve had to pull out.
That's right. Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
like,
I remember that.
Come on, Bill. You can't like not get high for right. 1 hour. Come on.
Just do a fucking edible and then right, not right. smoke for an hour.
Right. Because Steve has been sober for like 15 years. Yeah. You know, it's like,
and he
support the guy. Come on.
Yeah. And it's a big part of his persona now. Not right. his persona, but his him.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Straight edge guy. So I can respect that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, time for me to pull. Oh, I'm going to pull out my surprise beer here.
Sweet.
This
not
is
not a mystery, a surprise.
It's not a mystery beer. We're not going to do that anymore, but.
Just done. Well, he's dead.
Too
just
controversial.
Under the circumstances.
It was too.
I started.
Mystery beer wouldn't be as fun with just two of us sitting in the room together.
I started pulling out wines. People got mad.
Yeah. Fucking agave carbonated water.
So wait, how do you like that? How do you like the Dab Lab?
I'm letting
it warm. He hasn't. I feel like it's one that would not be good sat out on a patio for half an hour. Like that's gonna be boozy.
It's a once big it warms beer, up. Right?
Yes, yeah. It's a thick boy.
So this was canned on the 9th. So it's like 2 weeks old. So that's good.
Don't show me.
Jesus. It's only 6.75%.
Should I have a wash?
Here. Yeah. I want to wash your... Because I don't know what to expect from this.
Okay.
I'm going to read the Dab Lab description on the can. The Dab Lab series focuses on vibrant experimental IPAs featuring cutting-edge hot products using newly developed CO2 product 702 from Yakima Chief. This IPA is an explosion of citrus and pine notes. Okay, it's certainly... I don't know. It
smells like he's smelling his really beer, malty. We're smelling our beer. It's malty?
It feels... Maybe it's weird just coming off of that cold IPA. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be. It was my first beer of the day. So, well, no, we had the Waldo's way earlier, but it was my first beer of tonight, I should say.
First beer of this session.
This
drinking
session.
How many sessions have you had today, shits?
He's like... It's like, I don't drink every day, but I sip,
pass.
You know,
on 420, I sip, pass.
I don't drink every day, but when I do, I'm the most interesting drinker in the world.
I'm shit-faced by 11.
So this is awful.
I don't hate it.
Really?
I don't know what it is, but it tastes like an amber.
Wait, what?
Or like a big amber. It's Deschutes.
Deschutes Fresh Squeezed Old Fashioned. Oh, God.
It's a barrel-aged fresh squeezed from Deschutes.
A barrel-aged fresh squeeze, but it is it supposed to have whiskey? Is it a whiskey barrel?
It's,
or
inspired by our citrusy fresh squeeze, this hop-forward ale. Sorry, I don't have my glasses on. Gets an old-fashioned twist with a sweet orange peel and bourbon barrel aging. So it's an IPA that's been barrel-aged.
They are just like
were a thing.
They're like taking the like crystal malt and just like blending the barrel flavor into it, and like all the it's not terrible.
It's
it
not
actually
terrible.
It reminds me of Kentucky bourbon ale. Does that mean anything to you, Chad?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
that.
like one of those. I think they did an old fashioned one.
What was that brewery on the East Coast that always barrel aged their fucking IPAs? Oh my God, what was that?
The only one I can think
of see the
is
label.
Gigantic.
Not no, because it was East Coast. It was
I don't know. Southern Tier.
Was it 6 Point? Maybe it was 6 Point.
Oh, it was. They made like
I
resin.
Know you know,
the like the tall skinny
yes.
cans.
Yes. 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 That was 6 Point.
Yeah, 6 Point.
That was 6 Point.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, God,
there was somewhere there was
Bengali.
Somewhere else too.
Bengali.
Like,
yeah, it was like a double IPA that was wood aged. Not great.
Brutal.
I wish I was drinking what you're drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this Dab Lab's good.
Where's
this is
pork
this
up?
Is really good.
Oh wait, now you're liking it?
Now I like it.
You said it took a few sips to get the old taste out of your mouth.
It's not as like hop forward as I thought it would be, though. It's kind of
it was real crisp and fresh for me.
It's I don't know. It's so different coming off that cold IPA. I don't know. I think it wrecked my palate. I don't know.
There's so much body to it.
I'm confused now.
Man, I miss Palette Wrecker.
I don't.
You didn't like that?
Oh.
So I was excited to try it and then after I had it, I was like, oh yeah, of course. Of course this is what you taste like. Yes.
So go Beef, on. The recommendation to go to Monkless down in Bend.
Terrible
thank
idea.
Thank you.
Oh. Isn't that place awesome?
It's so good. The food is amazing. They had a saison on tap that they didn't have in bottles. I forget the name of it, but it was one of those moments where it's like, this made me want to brew again and brew that specific style.
Nice.
It was so good. I hadn't had a saison in a really long time, and it was just super floral, and it was awesome. And the food was really good. It was a really nice spot. We went to Bend because, like Oregon spring break is the week before Washington. So they had just gotten done with their spring break when we went down there. So everywhere was pretty dead. So it was nice. We got in right away.
Sit out on that patio, deck.
Yeah. Sat on the patio. Yeah. It was good. Yeah. Good recommendation.
And shout loved out it. To Pete Servine, who built that bar.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Friend of the show, Pete. Yeah.
That little, it's not a huge spot, but that outdoor space is like just as big as their indoor, seating area. And it's nice. Like they have like really big, long tables where they'll seat like two or three,
parties,
groups at those tables. It was, it was awesome. No, it was, I think, because it was still cold because it was just, a couple weeks ago, but we still sat on the patio. It was a really nice day and it was awesome. Best place we went to.
I would love to go there for a concert at the pavilion across the river there.
Yeah,
because your beer options are going to be 20 times better.
Oh yeah,
20 times cheaper.
Well, that depends on who sponsors the pavilion. I mean, Budweiser's everywhere. I mean,
even if it's Deschutes.
Yeah,
even if it's 10 barrel. Who would it need to be? Brought to you by Frame?
Well, what if it was Boneyard?
Oh, man.
That's a good point. Yeah. They are now Deschutes.
True. See? You could get it. So here's a question for you guys. Would you support a brewery that sold out to a corporate monster and then regained their independence?
Corporate monster!
Yeah. And then but they regained their independence, which we just talked about with, whatchamacallit? Is it 10 barrel?
10 barrel?
Yeah. Was bought out by a weed company. But that's, that weed company could still be a corporate monster. You never know.
I'm going to go dump.
You're going to go dump that beer out?
Yeah.
Okay. So Chad will answer this question while you're doing that.
There's only one glass. He can't even have another glass. He has to. Oh.
I used to have a pour out.
It's a symbolic dump.
This is pretty bad.
He's got to make a point.
I'm going to power through this.
I thought you said he liked it.
I think after
you're gonna drink, you're gonna finish it.
Yeah, I'll finish it. I can finish most things. Beef. I thought you liked this, or you said it was drinkable.
It is drinkable, but I got a lot of it. It's a high percentage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's a good boy.
When there's other options available,
good beer continue? Available.
Oh, he couldn't hear what I said. Yeah. Yeah. When there's other options available, why would you continue to drink something that's not?
Yeah, that's. I saw it at John's. I'm like, okay, I've never seen this before. I've got to try it. I knew it was going to be bad.
I could do that like in the winter if I was cold.
Nah.
I could do that.
I could do it in the winter if I was dead.
I'd rather be. No, never mind.
So back to our question, could you guys or would you support a brewery that went independent after being purchased by a big, corporation? Because,
if I liked their beer, I guess I would. But if I had some kind of connection with them prior to being bought, like a really strong connection and they got bought and then they, got out of it for whatever. Yeah. I mean, I could.
Yeah. So there's no ethical dilemma of a craft brewery that turns its back on the industry and for profit, like massive profit.
I think it depends who buys it then, right?
Yeah.
Like, is it going to be bought by that same person who sold it for a whole bunch of money and is now buying it for 10 cents on the dollar? Yeah. Like, that feels kind of icky.
Because usually, usually it's like the owner that sells, and it's like all the people are still there, and they're like, well, what the fuck? Okay, I got to work. So, I mean, I don't know. Okay, I guess it had to be a really, like, I was invested in that brewery and they got bought out.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then they, like cut 10%, them off and they came back.
5%, 20%. How much are you invested in this company?
You know me and my breweries. I get invested. Like, what I don't know. Like, still am not over the Commons or Ex Novo or anything like that. Like, that's rough. I don't know.
Totally different. But they weren't bought out. They just went away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the same, I still same get, kind of deal.
So let's see. All right. So let's just say that Block 15 sold, right?
Yeah.
And then 2 years later,
to Budweiser,
they gained their independence. Yeah, they sold to Budweiser, mm-hmm. and then they were purchased by that weed company again. I would support them after that.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I like their beer because their beer's good, and I would continue to drink it. And I don't know, I would probably stop buying it if they got bought by AB InBev. I would stop buying it then. But when they reclaimed and got back to like independent status, I think I would.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, for me, it's like most of the companies that get bought by Bud and that kind of stuff are generally breweries I don't like anyways. I never liked 10 Barrel before they got bought. I never liked Elysian. I never liked Hop Valley that much. I mean, other than Bourbon County Stout, I mean, that's the only beer that I've ever drank that was purchased. But like, I do like a few Lagunitas beers, and they're owned by Heineken.
Duvel, yeah, Heineken.
Yeah, so I don't know.
But it's like... Like for 10 Barrel, right? So they've got shelf space at Fred Meyer, right? They had it there. They got bought by AB InBev. Maybe they got more shelf space. And now they're with this, now that they're out from underneath their thumb, they got like the same shelf space. So like, to the average consumer, you would have no idea.
Right.
Like, you don't care. Mm-hmm. You're just in there buying it. It's the same thing. You've always liked pub beer and you're going to continue to drink pub beer. I think
on purpose. That's done to make it look seamless. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And we have, you know, we're the weirdos and the outliers.
We're the nerds.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you drive like, by 10 Barrel, they're always packed. I mean, they're not hurting.
Yeah. I mean, is their food good? I haven't been to 10 Barrel.
I've never been to the one in Portland. I've only been to the one in Bend a couple times, but
I went to each one once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to the Pearl when they had their opening.
No food, so.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was in that one within like 6 months of them opening, and that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. But like, I think it would depend on who bought the company. Because like a big marijuana brand like that, or a big just like company that owns a whole bunch of other brands, still feels a little icky to not put any real descriptor on it.
If they're purchased by a company that's trying to kill craft beer, that's where my...
issue. That's what I want to say is that like...
Like you're a craft brewery and you sold your company to a company that's trying to kill your industry.
Yeah, if the company that owns you gives you the freedom to make what you want and do what you want and be run...
Like the Space Needle.
Like, yeah, I'm hoping say, how so, big
so are you still
does.
Gonna buy Fremont beer now?
Absolutely.
They're owned by Seattle Hospitality Group
because that group is not trying to kill craft brewing, they're trying to promote
that,
it
that we know of right now,
right? Mm, sure, right.
Yeah, yeah,
sure,
yeah,
or like Anchor Brewing's like the employees are trying to buy that back,
right?
Like,
Is that still going on?
If I haven't heard of any resolutions. I'd assume it's still.
Wow. Okay.
Still what's interesting
in
is
air.
Like,
but do, like, I would definitely support that. So I don't know.
Yeah. Like, so we. Go ahead, Beef. Sorry.
Get closer to your mic.
Oh,
sorry.
I was like, smoking. Are we smoking?
420.
It's 420.
We all know it.
Yeah, I lost it. I don't know. 420. I lost it.
Yeah.
So we make these, you know, ethical decisions based on craft beer. Do we do this with anything else in our lives with like the kind of food we buy or, you know, the clothing brands or I don't know. Do we make those kinds of decisions with anything else?
Food.
I feel
food, I think.
I mean, we try to buy healthy, you know, food that's, you know, got some ethical.
And you go to the farmer's market.
Go to the farmer's markets. Yep. We go to New Seasons. Yep. We go to Whole Foods and try to buy the things that are, you know.
And it's funny, when we go to a brewery or when we go out to eat, it's typically to a brewery. And we want to make sure that it's a, you know, independent, you know, and, you know, mom and pop, so to speak. So, interesting. I went to Home Depot. I'm not proud of that.
That's a really good point, though.
You just got to get some wood.
There are some times where you just have to put on your blinders, so to speak, and just purchase.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you really honestly don't have an option.
Right.
Like you honestly, you don't have that. And we do. We have that luxury, or I guess that privilege of making those choices. And and let's be honest, beer is a recreational beverage that we're enjoying.
Recreational. This isn't medicinal alcohol for you, Chad.
Nooner. I'll take 10.
So
government issued.
Not too long ago, Hair of the Dog shut their doors and they were taken over by Labyrinth Forge. 1 year later, they're closed. It only took a year.
Too much carbonation, I heard.
The tanks didn't know how to hold
really
it.
Yeah, you really
got them. They blew out six tanks.
Not enough on the stone and way too much carbonation.
Did anybody go there or try any of their beers?
No,
I forgot they even existed.
Same here.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a terrible host.
I would drive by one, you know, because we, you know, when you're going to I-84 from I-5, you'd see it. But
what's the name of it?
Labyrinth Forge Brewing.
Labyrinth Forge.
You're killing me on that.
I know. At least it's only the second time.
He keeps banging the mic post and it just goes wrong, 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 wrong.
Oh, I can't even hear it on my end.
No,
oh, really?
No, it's just on our headphones. I was skeptical. I didn't go to Hair of the Dog probably for their last year of business just because parking down there was such a risk. Because that is like in the middle of the like homeless like mecca of Portland. Marcus and I 4 or 5 years ago went down there and somebody broke into his car for a laptop cover. There was nothing in the car worth stealing. They just busted the window to grab a laptop cover. So just going down there, you're kind of always taking your cars, you know, at risk. So yeah, I think that was all about location, location, location. But I have no idea if their beers were good. Who knows? We'll never know now. And it's going to be real interesting to see what's going to happen with that space. Does another brewery go in, or is it just turn into some sort of storage furniture warehouse?
Right. Yeah. Probably what it was before.
Right. Right.
Or no, it was a...
I don't know what it was before Hair of the Dog.
I can't remember if it was a fire station or if it was a large vehicle mechanic.
Did it have high ceilings?
Yeah, it had high ceilings and... I feel like I can remember seeing like a lift of some sort in there.
Oh, okay.
Or like maybe boats or something.
We'll fix your boat. I don't know.
Certainly fixed my boat, that's for sure. A couple of pints of Blue Dot will do that.
Yeah.
Oh, so much crystal.
Blue Dot.
So much crystal.
Oh, man. I was just looking through their Yelp and Google reviews and everything. I don't know. Said they were good. I never saw. Did they ever package anything and sell anywhere?
Saw it anywhere.
Not that I saw no.
I never saw them on tap anywhere. I don't know if they had any distribution at all.
God, it was. I mean, that was quick.
Kind of like Hammer and Stitch, where Brewhouse went in. Never saw them anywhere. Never, you know, they lasted a couple years, maybe.
Yeah, a year.
A year.
I feel like that was another one. Just like
opened during COVID and. Died during COVID. I don't know. So that pesky little Portland Holiday Brew Fest is returning for 2024. This is not the Holiday Ale Fest. We want to make that very clear. The Holiday Ale Fest does declare that they were going to return in 2024. And it sounds like they were looking for a new location. I don't know if that's going to happen, but just don't be fooled that this is the Holiday Ale Fest. This is the Holiday Brew Fest coming back down to Pioneer Square. And I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying it's not the Holiday Ale Fest. So it'll be down there December 6th through the 8th, which is kind of the same dates that the Holiday Ale Fest used to. It was always that first weekend in December.
Well, that was the big controversy, right? Last year. They kind of did
stole
that.
But their thunder.
They weren't saying that they weren't the Holiday Ale Festival.
Purposely
well, I'm on their
ambiguous.
Site now, too. So they've got tickets available, mm-hmm. and it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I don't know if they've got any breweries lined up, but I remember last year, like, the tap list was... It was all the usual suspects for...
It looked like everything you could order at a bar somewhere. Like, there was nothing special or unique to the event. You could have found those beers anywhere around town, which is what... What was his name? Who's the guy that ran the Holiday Ale Festival? We had him on the show several times, the old show.
Preston.
Preston made sure that, like, most of the stuff that was there... Like, that was the only time you're ever going to get it. You know, whether it was good or bad, that was the only place you were going to find those beers.
That tap list was insane.
And he would pull out old kegs of, like, really vintage stuff. And
This does not seem like a catered specific. So, all right. So, from 2023, Freem brought their winter ale and a coconut stout. Let's see. Tin Barrel brought Pray for Pal.
Right.
And Fort George brought Magnanimous, which I guess on tap would be really fun.
So it was just a beer festival. There was nothing unique to it.
It was just their normal beers. It was nothing like.
It was a beer festival during the holidays. It wasn't a holiday
beer
festival.
When you got excited to brew for that festival. And they would brew like one-off beers for that festival.
Yeah.
You know, it was something special. So,
yeah.
Well, if you're interested, it's back. Yeah, it's in the Pioneer Square.
Yep. All right. Next.
It must have done all right for them to do it again, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, good point.
Sure.
Or they got enough people that didn't know what it was. Running out of time.
God, we've already gone through another session. Whoop, we just lost chat again.
Did you just end that?
I'm still here, y'all.
He keeps clicking yes.
I keep clicking yes to upgrade.
Oh, my God. How many times have you had to change your security
number?
Wasn't
that the character's name in Idiocracy, Upgrade?
Yes. Okay, so we just watched that this week, and yes, it was... what's her name's pimp?
Maya Rudolph.
From current day.
Upgrade's coming to get me.
She wakes up to the... To the rock getting thrown through the window. She's like, oh my God, it's Upgrade.
Wait, so you hadn't watched Idiocracy until
No, I'd seen it, but it's been a decade or less.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Gotta watch that every so
often. Maya Rudolph, I watched Bridesmaids the other day for the first time.
What?
That's really funny.
That's a great movie.
I was like, wait, this came out in 2014?
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
That movie's awesome.
Yeah, good movie.
So, and we dealt with this on the side, but we had a private message on Instagram from Ryan at Yakima Valley Hops. Apparently, their supplier of their yeast for their Kolsch beer that I guess they make was discontinuing their yeast, so he wanted to know about a replacement Kolsch dry yeast. And Chad, you provided an answer that I gave back to him, and he was very happy to hear about that. But for our listeners, if you're a home brewer and you have a lead on a good... Kolsch dry yeast for your brewing, please contact us at portlandbeerclub@gmail.com and we'll pass it on. And Chad, what was it that you said that you suggested for that as a brewer yourself?
Yeah, I apologize. Yeah, if I pronounce it wrong, it's either, I believe it's Dieter. It's Dieter, and it's a liquid yeast from Imperial, and it's a traditional Kolsch strain. So it is a liquid yeast, but it does have high alcohol tolerance. I've used it before. You can ferment it at it, but in the 60s, 70s, you might get too high. There is some diacetyl kickoff. So I did lager those beers for at minimum 2 to 3 weeks, but produces a really nice Kolsch, perfect for summertime. But again, I like to use Imperial. I don't use a lot of dry yeast, and the way that Ryan wrote his email, it seems like he had kind of was looking for a dry yeast answer, which I didn't have. So I did provide the Imperial, which I've always had good results with Imperial, high attenuation, no lag. Those Pitrite pouches are nice. If you want to build a starter, you can, but that strain is G03. It's awesome. I used it a ton for Kolsch, or any of those German style beers.
Nice. Really good. And again, any other homebrewers out there that have any leads on a good suggestion, send them to portlandbeerclub@gmail.com, and I will pass that on to Ryan, and he'll be very grateful, I'm sure. So,
Ryan.
Yeah. So here's, we'll kind of wrap up with this question. Well, Chad wants to know who wins the NL Central. I assume that was Chad.
NL Central is a tight race.
Isn't baseball just starting?
On top.
It's still April.
Didn't baseball just start?
Yeah, but
isn't opening day coming up?
Division. The division is it's a tough division.
Very tight.
So the Brewers are currently leading. You've got the Cubs and the Pirates and my Reds, and then St. Louis bringing up the rear.
Really? It's not
really
the Pirates?
Good showing. Pirates have always, like, Andrew McCutchen is still kicking around.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
And St. Louis really performed horribly last season, but the Brewers are looking good. They've got a nice young prospect that came up. It's a tight race. Cubs and the Cubs are back for some reason, and the Reds are actually good, so that's fun. So go to a ball game. We went to a hops game, which we still need to actually do this summer, is get a hops game.
Beth was gonna get on that, I thought, at some point.
She's
gonna coordinate a hops game for all of us.
Did y'all go to any games last year? Did you go to any hops games?
I can't, God, was it last year or was it 2 years ago?
We went to 4.
I think last year just Marcus and I got to one with my wife, one of her friends. Yeah.
I haven't been to a baseball game in 10 years easily. It was a hops game last time I went to a game.
You're not missing much.
No, it's fun. And they finally, they did get the funding to build their new stadium.
Yeah.
It all went through. So it's going to go through.
Lucky us.
And I think they're going to try to do that for the 2026 season. That's when they're going to do that. But we're going to be on the train up to Seattle next Sunday to go the Mariners play the Diamondbacks.
Nice.
So that'll be fun. Little League Day. It's awesome. So anyway, baseball's happening.
You got all the stuff for the kids and
baseball and kids.
Well,
and
let's wrap this up with our last question of the day. What are your... Hey, I have an original Ichiro bobblehead. I'll have you know, Seattle Mariners, Ichiro.
My Joey Votto and my Ellie De La Cruz bobbleheads.
De La Cruz.
Joey's still rehabbing. He's down in, he's with Toronto now, but anyway.
Rip.
What are your favorite daily go-to beers? These are beers that you can get off the shelf anytime. And I know we've talked about this in the past, but that's been a while, so there's new stuff out there. Like stuff you can pick up off the rack anytime you want. What do you go for at this point? Mine's an easy answer, and I posted it on, I think I was on Instagram talking about this. My Block 15 Sticky Hands for me is I will always grab Sticky Hands if it's within a month old. Every friggin' time. I've got like 6 of them down in the fridge right now. So
I can't do that many.
You have to drink a whole bunch of them.
Right.
What's that, Chad?
It's a big brew.
Yeah. It's a big beer.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like,
anything
you grab, like, off the shelf, that's always available. I mean, I would say Pallet Jack, but in Portland, you can't get Pallet Jack whenever you want it unless you go to Noble Hop, which I had one last night at Noble Hop, but...
any of the basic frame cans can't go wrong.
Okay, so
white, black, blue, gold, red. Yeah, can't go wrong.
Okay, Chad.
Mine's easy. It's always Wonderlust. just every time.
Yeah, and have you been?
If it's ever there, it's like if Jamie's doing shopping, if she's down like getting beer for me, if like because she'll like this is our routine, right? So she'll go shopping at Whole Foods, and she'll send me text messages of like racks, you know, like pictures of the rack.
Oh,
I'm like, what do you, what do you want?
Clarifying.
Yeah.
Wait, grocery it's store just or strip
random
bar?
People's racks, just all boobs,
just racks of ribs.
And if I don't respond timely, she just shows up with Wonderlust because she's like, that's what I knew you'd want anyway. And have that's always been, like a standing order.
Have you been drinking double Wonderlust at all?
No.
Oh God, no. It's so good. It's right up there, sticky.
I drink athletic non-alcoholic beer.
Right.
Double fucking just saying, Wonderlust.
The double Wonderlust holds right up to sticky hands, but it's harder to find. It's out there, but it goes off the shelf really fast. So,
oh nice. All right, I'll have to look.
Yeah, it comes in a 16-ounce can, which is nice. So more alcohol in a bigger can.
Cans?
Huh? Or what's
they're
the big
all
what's,
in 16
what's
ounce
the big can?
19.
That's
a stove.
Oh,
the stove. Yeah, there you go.
Stove
yeah, sorry.
Stove pipe.
Yeah.
Like the
comes
stuffing.
In a can. What do you
the
want
big,
to
the
say?
Big tall cans. Yeah. Like JRR tall can.
Oh my god.
Oh my
on
god.
That note.
Yeah. I said it.
Nice.
Yeah, there we go.
That's the 420 kicking in.
There you go. I haven't even had any yet. Oh, I was going to do an edible tonight for bedtime. All right. Well, we got less than a minute left. Oh. Chad, it was fantastic having you back on the show tonight,
man.
It was
awesome.
We really miss you. And every show we talk about you and think about you. So.
We do.
So fun to have you back, episode
105. Keep inviting me and I'll probably show up. So.
Well, now that we got this new TV-fangled system here, it's great.
TV
so.
Fangled.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, but again, portlandbeerclub@gmail.com if you want to reach us. And if you want to find Chad, he's on Instagram at bonjovi.com. And,
that's me.
Talk to him anytime you want.
Anytime.
Yeah. This is probably going to kick you off at any second. So again, we love you, man. We miss you, and as always, we'll send invites. We'll send invites every time we have a show. And
do it.
Yeah. So good drinking with you, and we want to see you in person sometime. Like whether it's a baseball game or
just calm down.
Or, we'll just come over to your. He's gone.
Oh, no,
he left. He left.
Oh, that
this
jerk.
Is your free meme.
He always leaves early. Son of a bitch.
Ah, that goddamn Zoom and their time constraints. Well, Jim, this has been fun. And anything else we've got to talk about while we're here? Or we're going to go down and join my wife and drink some more beers?
I feel like, I mean the list is done.
Yeah, we've got the list. We killed it.
That
was a big list tonight,
too. On top
too.
Of that. Yeah, I went over my two little things I've done since the last show. So the two things I've done.
Oh, man. All right, guys. Well, again, episode 105 of the Portland Beer Club podcast. Your online bottle share. This is 420. Hopefully you're drinking some beers. But if not, you're doing something else. And I'm sure you are. But by the time you hear this, you're probably 422.
Hungover from all the weed.
Yeah, you had a good weekend. So have a good month, and we will see you in May. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
That's another episode of the Portland Beer Club podcast. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Untappd, and check out our website at www.portlandbeerclubpodcast.com.